flip chart.
Right.
everything they wanted to learn, and basically they just check things off, and different people were different experts on different things. Do you know Peter Scabo? He's kind of in your industry.
Yes.
He was there. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, Peter was there. So
it's a good group, dude.
Dude, it was a crazy group. Do you know you know Eric Collins?
I haven't heard.
Dude,
that
he
name.
Was
that
there. CEO, I forgot his last name. Alan, CEO of Best Self Co. was there.
Okay.
Which is a self journal. Yeah, he was there. He's super cool. So I think he's going to do one of these soon. So I'm live on YouTube and Facebook. Hey, guys, if you're just jumping on here, AJ Rivera here. I'm here chatting with Mr. Anthony Sarandrea. Is that right?
Sarandrea, close enough.
I'll Sarandrea. Dude, I tried. I'm trying to turn everything Spanish all the time. So he's going to talk to us a little bit about how to flood your website with leads. He's an expert at PPC, SEO, all these awesome things. I think, I believe, to my knowledge, your claim to fame is your Facebook stuff. Yeah, right? Your Facebook marketing?
Facebook and then AdWords, Google AdWords, yes.
Google AdWords. Yeah, I saw your Google AdWords too. So we're going to have the honor of interviewing this gentleman today. There you are. You're live there on Facebook. Hey, any chance you could close those blinds behind you, maybe?
Yeah. Give me half a sec.
So that the whole internet can see your bright and shining face. If you are tuning in, go ahead and hit the like. Go ahead and share so that other people can see the mightiness that is this show. I'm going to go ahead and share this really quick in some of my groups. I don't know if you want to share it on your pages, too. It's kind of crazy because, like, I have, like, four screens here. Yeah, but I'm going to share it real quick on my personal and real quick into any of my groups. I don't know if there's anywhere you want me to share it, but we can definitely do that. So, So, yeah, you were saying, so do you play ball all the time? That's something I need to do more, you know?
Yeah, it's tough on the knees, though, dude. I used to hoop a
lot. You used to hoop a lot?
Like every day, and then knees start getting old.
Yeah, no, you're not old yet, dude. You're like, yeah. you're a little too young to be saying stuff like that. I think we both are, especially we both look young. Like, I got some people think I'm literally like 16 years old. I'm like, I'm not a prodigy. I just eat vegetables sometimes. Yeah. So like anyway, yeah, totally, dude. Yeah, that was one of the things I took away at the mastermind this weekend is they're like, you need to like do stuff for fun more. Like gotta get fulfillment and not work. I'm like, it's totally true. I need to work on that. So it was really awesome. So yeah, that was good for that stuff. But yeah, Mr. Olford was there. Who else was there? I mean, a bunch of people that, like, I knew half the people before I met them. So it was kind of who they were before I met them, which was pretty crazy. So he's doing, like, 12. So I highly recommend it for you. It's definitely your type of people. Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah, man. What else are you doing today for your birthday, man? You guys having a party? You guys going out? Dinner? Anything?
Going to dinner tonight, and then a couple of weeks from now we'll have the party. There's the golf tournament here. I don't know if you're familiar, the Waste Management Open. That's here this weekend and next weekend. It's like a couple hundred thousand people come out. So you're gonna stay away from that. And then the following week we'll do it big. So
perfect, dude. Awesome, man. Yeah, that's something like I haven't done for a long time. Like I've kind of, for my birthdays and stuff, I've kind of just kind of laid low. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't like attention on me. Like
for sure.
When I sold my gyms last year, it was like I think it was like a day or two after my birthday, and so like they made it a big thing, and I was like, wow, this is literally the worst. And like one of my good friends, she bought one of the gyms. She was just laughing the whole time because she knows it's a nightmare for me. But yeah,
it's hilarious.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I moved here to LA, and I are you in Arizona?
I'm in Arizona. Yeah.
Whereabouts over there?
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale. Okay, cool. Oh, that's right. Right by. So you literally like can see Jay all the time, right?
I see him like once a week or so.
Dude, that's awesome. I wish I could see him once a week.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a great guy. So we're going to get started if you're just jumping on right now in just about 4 minutes. 4 minutes or so here, we're going to get rolling. If you're just jumping on, go ahead and hit share, like. We're here with Anthony Sarandrea. Sarandrea, am I better?
There you go.
All right, Sarandrea. And on his birthday, so wish him a happy birthday in the comments. Also, He's an expert at getting you leads for your business, specifically using like Google AdWords, SEO, and pay-per-click, like Facebook advertising. So if you have any and all questions, I mean, if and when I have questions, I'm going to bring it to this guy because I have no clue on anything Facebook. I barely know how to go live, and that's about it. So leave him in the comments, and he can answer them, and that would be awesome. And also wish him a happy birthday because I feel super bad bringing him on here for his birthday. So yeah, I feel like the worst. So
I love it.
We're gonna get started here in just about three. Awesome, man. Yeah, so I was at that mastermind, and it was really unique with Scott Olford over the weekend. He did it very different, but it was like very honest. Like, I like the honesty, because like sometimes you go to masterminds, they're like, we're gonna teach you the secrets of the universe and you're gonna be able to like crack time and space and make $1 billion in a minute if you come, and you know, that's all hype. And he's just like, yeah, it's just like 12 other people all at the same level, kind of, some a little higher, some lower, there's no agenda, we're gonna write the agenda when you get there. And I'm like, dude, that's the most honest sales pitch I've ever heard in my life. Like, he's just like, it's so like ethical. So yeah, it's really cool. If Scott, by any he was on like a couple days ago, if by any twist of fate you're watching this, why? But if you are, you know, thanks. It was a really, really awesome event. If there's anybody who's like in any sort of online internet business and they're kind of like, you know, they're stuck at a certain level, they want to get to like at least, you know, seven figures, multiple seven figures, I highly, highly recommend it. It's a really good crew of people, and it was super valuable for me. So it was one of the most valuable things I've done in the past like 12 months. So
what was your biggest takeaway?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway was stay focused, right? We're like, you know, we're entrepreneurs, right? We get excited. And it was really cool to be the small fish. I would say like I was like one of the smaller fish in that pond.
Right.
Maybe, you know, there was maybe one or two people at the same level, but we were all the small fish, and there's these big fish, like multi-million. Like, yep. There's one dude there. He owns like five businesses that each do millions of dollars a year. And he was just there because he doesn't know internet marketing that well. So mm-hmm. he just wanted to learn. And I'm like, dude, you're like a real baller. Like, you really know what it is. And it was just to stay focused. Like, we get successful at one thing, and so we think we can do any little thing and it'll be just that easy, right?
For sure.
And we can do anything, but we get distracted from the, like, we haven't fully necessarily mastered the one thing we're already doing, and we just want to jump ship and move on to the next thing. So I think the focus was really good. I got distracted with like, I need more programs, I need more different types of programs. Yep. And it was taking away from my core program. So my big takeaway is like, we already have a pretty awesome program for our, you know, Fit Pros, but we're gonna completely like revamp it and make it just like 10 times better. So it's just, yeah, it's gonna be the same program, but we're just gonna make it 10 times better. And I'm like, this is just gonna offer more value to the people who are here, you know, to our, you know, mastermind, people who continue. So we're gonna get into every little specific thing that you could possibly ask when it comes to fitness and stuff. So
beautiful. Yeah.
What are you working on? You got anything cool you're working on the back burner that you're hiding from me?
I do. We're launching a new segment, a new market segment, I should say, for pain management doctors specifically, in the pain space. So similar to you, we're talking about focus, just focusing on a vertical niche.
Totally.
And then doing a little bit in the debt space as well to launch a new brand there that's more owned media. I'll talk about it a little bit, but really, yeah, over the last, say, 2 years, transitioned a ton out of the service-based business, doing, you know, renting our services to clients. And a lot of times now, we own our own marketing efforts, we drive our own leads, and we have providers that will either service them or we'll build out call centers, things like that, take them all the way through, depending on the space. So.
Dude, I only understand like half of that. I'm not that smart of a dude, but that sounds amazing. I don't know what it is exactly, but it sounds awesome. Hey, Jay Dang is saying what's up. He's on here watching.
What's up, Jay?
What's up, Jay, man? All right, we're going to get started in just about like a minute 30, if that's cool with everybody. Make sure you wish Mr. Sarandrea a happy birthday, because it is his birthday, and he's here with us. All he wanted for his birthday was to talk to Facebook, so you're welcome.
That's all I want.
I'm just a giving type of guy. This is like our second conversation. I feel like you're like one of my best friends already. So this is cool, man. Yeah, I like it. My wife's super obsessed with Arizona. She went to grad school there, and that was like where she kind of like found herself.
Where'd she go?
She went to NAU. You know, Northern.
Oh, nice, beautiful. I know exactly where that is.
Dude, yeah, she went to Flagstaff, right? It's in Flagstaff. Yeah. So it's like a hippie town. That's where she made the conversion to a full unicorn hippie, and she loved it there. She was gonna move back there because she got a job in Chicago, but she travels all the time. She was gonna go back there, but then she met me, unfortunately for her, and here we are.
Sold.
Exactly, sold, yeah. That's the ultimate sale. If you want proof I'm a good salesperson, just like, let's look at my wife. Yeah.
You convinced the hippie to LA, that's hilarious.
I did. I convinced the hippie to LA, totally. All right, let's get this rolling. We're going to get started in just about 20 seconds or so. We got the sweet intro, man. You got it pulled up on your phone? You could like check out comments if you.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, looks pretty cool. So
what you tagged me in, yeah?
Yeah, I tagged you on it. Mm-hmm.
I'll pull it up right now. That way I can see.
Of course, I tagged you on it, my man. Yeah. So we're gonna get rolling here in just about a minute. All right, and cue intro. Let's go. Welcome to AJTV episode 8, the worst name show on the internet. My name is pretty obviously AJ Rivera, and I am here with Mr. Anthony Sarandrea. What is up? Do people call you Tony? Can I call you Tony?
You can call me Tony, baby. Let's do
it. Tony, awesome, man. So I'm here with Mr. Anthony Sarandrea today, and he is the CEO of Siteflood. He owns a whole bunch of types of businesses, but his main expertise is he knows how to get clients to your door. Like, he can just flood your website, flood your business with leads. So thank you for being here, dude, on your birthday. I really seriously appreciate that. I think you'll probably be making fun of me for bringing you on for your birthday for a while. So but I appreciate having you, man. How's it going?
Going great, brother. Going great. Good. Excited to be here.
Awesome, dude. Hey, for people who don't know who you are, first of all, they're missing out, but could you like qualify yourself real quick, kind of tell people what your deal is?
For sure. So I run a digital marketing agency. We manage a little over $10 million a year in ad spend. I write for Entrepreneur Magazine, Inc., and then Forbes as well, too, a segment on upcoming marketing trends, mostly on in the online space. So whether that's paid media on Facebook, AdWords, or SEO. Let's see what else. Like you were saying, I own a few different brands that primarily operate online, whether it's drop shipping companies or affiliate to a company. So we're selling off leads and have providers taking them from there. But yeah, man, that's a quick intro. Me, love fitness, love big in the fitness space. Good friends with Jay Dang on that. I think he's live here too. Excellent trainer. So I love his stuff, and I'm excited to be here, man. Great energy.
Awesome, man. Thanks. Yeah, this is like the only thing I'm doing today, so I'm super fired up to do it. I'm gonna do it like a medium to good job for you. So
I'll take that. Awesome. Hey, if I can do a medium to good job every day,
We're going for right in the middle. If I shoot too high, I'm just gonna end up disappointed. So sweet, man. All right. So let's talk a little bit about marketing. So like, as things stand right now, because you know, I hate watching or listening to podcasts or shows or whatever, right? Even webinars where they're like, this is what you need for marketing. And I'm like, that's stuff that worked 10 years ago, literally. Sometimes we see this. So what's like working right now in marketing? Where do you think, and we'll talk about both. I don't know if you work with mostly brick and mortar businesses or internet businesses. What's working right now in terms of, you know, internet marketing, digital marketing?
Great question. So we drive traffic for e-commerce companies, brick and mortar as well, too, getting people to come in the door, and then are driving phone calls, downloads, just about anything we market it. So, and there's different things that work in each space, right? And honestly, I'll give you what I see working across the board. And my short answer for everyone is you got to test it. You test it. So my biggest thing is I'm huge on tracking. And I know I sat down with Jay too, going through, I'm huge on tracking. If you can track back, what's driving revenue in the door or driving new clients to you, then you can optimize around that. You can do more of that. If it's not, then you can kind of trim the fat and move from there too. But I think to that high level question, what's working now, I'm sure everyone's heard it a million times by now, is video. Video is only growing more and more, going to be more popular by 2020. 80% of online content is going to be video content. People engage with it more. you see Facebook, the Facebooks of the world rewarding people that are putting out video. I mean, we're getting sometimes clicks to our websites with videos on there at a thousandth of a penny coming through, which is ridiculous and not going to last. Not going to last. We can talk more about that towards the end of 2017. But video, if I could give one takeaway, and I know you're a big proponent of this too, is getting out there and getting a face to the brand, face to your name. Where people can really feel that emotion of who you are and what you're about. So video number one that I think is pretty talked about one out there. Some uglier traffic sources that people don't focus on, display. So what display is just Google's display network, which is those third-party banner ads. You go on a third-party site, people say they ignore them, they don't like them. They work very well, and they're super cheap. You pay on a cost-per-click basis. More likely than not, people don't click on those. So whether you're retargeting people, and we can dive deeper in that, and I'll take a pause in a second to get any thoughts or questions you have there. But
I have so many already.
display is a great one that gets seriously ignored, and you can get a lot of exposure for pennies on the dollar.
Awesome. Dude, that's so much, and I have like tons of questions because, you know, even though some people would consider me a marketer, I'm not a marketer. I'm like... I think of myself a little bit more as like a teacher, at best, an uneducated teacher. So let's talk about Google Display native ads, right? Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so I am actually just joining this kind of world. It's actually on my list I got from Mr. Scott Olford was,
beautiful.
We're going to start launching native ads and YouTube ads, like,
beautiful.
Like fire. We're going to destroy everybody. Like, we're already kind of winning. We're gonna really win, like, because of
beautiful.
Well, I would love to see if you think that, and how, if you're like new, how Adam's saying good advice there on the display banner ads. How do you start getting into kind of banner ads or YouTube ads? Where do you start? Like, I feel like there's obvious, like, when it comes to internet marketing, if you're just starting, or if, like, let's say you're a novice, let's say you built multiple six figure or seven figure business using, let's say, maybe just Facebook, where do you go next?
Great question. I think you define who your perfect customer is, right? So if you're a personal trainer, you don't just train anyone looking to lose weight. You might be specific to someone who is looking to compete in competitions. Even deeper than that, is it females? Is it females that are 20 to 30? What do they like? Where do they live around your area, town? What places do they hang out? And then I think once you have that perfect persona, and I think that's just marketing across the board, you can go start looking for places online where those people hang out, right? So whether that's a LinkedIn group, if you're a B2B company, or a Facebook group for moms that just had their firstborn child who are looking to lose that weight, they put on things like that. And those, talking about display and YouTube, those are the types of targeting you do and the type of messaging you send out. So let's just run with that mom's example. If you're a personal trainer, I think you get on YouTube videos that talk about what to do when your baby's up crying when they were just born, or how you just get out of the hospital, what are the next steps, things like that. Those are the types of places that not a lot of people, not a lot of your competition are going to be hanging out or going to. They're going to be all over people looking up supplement reviews or things like that. But those are not only, I think, more quality views, but they're going to be a heck of a lot less competitive, and you're getting in front of the right people. Same thing with display. There's mommy blogs out there that you can get involved on and get your display targeting up there. And that's just one silly example, but hopefully that drives home the point as far as where do you start. I think you define that perfect persona. And then I'll sit down with a pen and paper when I enter a new market, whether it's dead or whatever space I'm getting into. I'll go, okay, what are they doing at night? What are they doing during the day? What sites do they go on? I'll write it down. Do they go to coffee shops? Do they go here? And then it becomes pretty black and white, or pretty clear at that point on who to get in front of, what to say to them, things like that.
Blowing my mind, man. You're blowing it. That's awesome. No, that's all good stuff. That's literally what I spent all weekend talking about. Like,
because
when you have Facebook ads, which is like
the
place to start right now, and it's probably going to continue to be, in the top, but it's you have a lot of, you have a little bit of ad fatigue with localized ads sometimes, and people don't know what to do next, right? And and then you also have people who they get their funnels ripped off, right? And so it doesn't, maybe, they're still gonna always get their applications in, and like having a reputation and delivering results is gonna supersede marketing, I think, in some ways, where, I have people who literally, Jay Dang gets fired up about this. I had somebody who word for word took my story and everything, the whole thing, and they're failed personal trainers, and they're like copying my stuff. And they I'm sure they get applications, but it's probably costing them $200-$400 where we're still getting them way cheaper than that, and where we're able to close them and get them results, which is what supersedes. It's like, who are these people who have like one result who's like their friend and the other one over here? I mean, what do you do if you are like new and you don't have as many results? How do you I guess overcome that? Do you just get better at your craft? I mean, what do you think?
That's a great question. I always look to what is everyone else ignoring? Like what are other people not, what do people in your industry say doesn't work? And then I get really, really good at that. So I had like, for instance, a friend of mine is a real estate agent, and every single real estate agent goes, open houses don't work. I don't get any business off that. They're terrible. He prides himself in being the best open house guy there is. He puts on the best open houses. It's like a party. There's DJ there. And this dude just blew up his business 10x over the last year by just focusing on being really good at open houses. And I guess for that example, you'd have to be in the space to be like, oh, open houses don't work, because us as a consumer, we're like, oh yeah, I go to those. I've heard of them, things like that. But even like example for us would be like Facebook lead ads. It became a hot topic, and then everyone started saying Facebook lead ads don't work. They're crap. They're low quality. Some of our greatest campaigns are run through Facebook lead ads. And we looked and we said, okay, so what do people not like about that? They don't like that it can directly integrate with like a CRM or something along that. So we sought out and we looked, and actually Facebook just rolled a integration out recently. But we said, okay, is there a third party company that does have an integration? We found it, we set it up, we worked with them actually to make it better. And this is, mind you, we're just a buyer of their software. Here's how you can improve. And they go back to their software engineer. Okay, cool. Let's improve it. And we got really good at Facebook lead ads and everyone else. I love that. I love SEO. When people say SEO doesn't work, SEO is dead. I hope people keep preaching that, because I just focus on that, or my team and I, and we get really, really good at what everyone else says doesn't work. So I guess same thing in that example. If you're new and you don't have a ton of clientele, I would look at the competitive market space and say, okay, what are other let's just say trainers, for instance, what are other trainers doing or not doing, I should say? What are they saying doesn't work? What do they not focus on? What do they not put emphasis on? Let me do that. I'll do that. And you know, it's great too, is a lot of times you can just read through those more established trainers, reviews or things like that, negative reviews and what people are saying they don't like. And then, you know, I'll get a lot of good input there as well too.
Yeah. And I'll add, that's really super valuable stuff you're giving anybody who's watching this or the replay. Because I mean, that's big time, I think, because a lot of, I think any business owner, but especially trainers, since whatever, I work with trainers, right? They get really dependent on one platform, right? Yep. They get really dependent on, you know, conversion campaigns and Facebook, and they won't use anything else. And while they should focus their energy to it because it's working, they need to become platform independent and build that audience to a point where it doesn't matter. Like Facebook decides, you know what, you're banned today. You can still get them through, you still have your audience built on YouTube and on your website with SEO and on your, whatever else. You have native ads all over the place, and you're kind of all over, you become kind of omnipresent. And I think as VR comes closer and closer and closer, being able to be integrated like that is gonna be more important, because I think VR is closer than everybody even realizes it is.
I had a guy the other day was showing me when he works with a custom home builder. He goes, you sit down and you want the ceiling taller right there. When you got the VR glasses on, they move the ceiling higher, and then they bust out this. Like, you can literally design your home through. I was like, dude, that is blowing my mind, and I'm in this stuff all day long.
It's crazy, man. No, I went to – I used a VR machine. I'm actually going to buy one just as a toy, literally. But it's got, like, games, right? And so there's this one, and this is just, like, a headset and sounds. That's it. Yep. And the glasses, obviously, right? And it's called, like, Richie's Plank Challenge. You ever heard of this?
Okay, I have not.
Have you heard of this thing? So literally – it's like you walk around the room, you have handles, and that way it knows where your hands are, and you're on the street. It looks like you're in a video game. It doesn't look like real life, but that's what I think kind of blew me away so much more. You walk into an elevator, and you push to the top, and the elevator literally opens out, and there's like a plank, like walking the plank, and you're just above the city, and I'm like terrified to walk out, and I know I'm in a living room. And I can feel carpet under my feet, but I'm still horrified. And everybody was freaking out. Like, one dude's sweating. My hand, I was shaking afterwards. Like, and then you jump off and you fall. And then you, like, you hit the ground and it turns white, like you're in heaven or something. It was wild. I highly recommend it. It's yeah, dude, you should totally get one. They just dropped the price.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's like it's called the HTC Vive. I don't know. This is we're getting off track a little bit, but whatever. No, it's totally awesome. It's blowing my mind. So I want to get one as soon as we move. I think just because we don't have space here. Like this office, like it looks like it's spacious. It's like this is the whole office right here. Mm-hmm. What you're looking at is my whole office, and there's just a mess you cannot see. So Anthony can see some of it though. So cool. All right, dude. Let's see. Let's talk about focus. Where should let's talk about trainers specifically. Where should trainers be focusing their energy here in the coming months, like the next 6 months? Because we know marketing moves really fast. Yeah, where should we focus our energy?
Great question. I think it's not going to be a mind-blowing tip here, but it's going to be simple. But I think it's super powerful. As far as platforms, I'd say stay on Facebook. I'd say stay there, which I'm sure most people are. What I would say is the simple, and you go, aha, that makes so much sense. That's so easy, but literally 99% of marketers don't do is and what we just talked about, segment your messaging. So don't just set up a campaign and roll it out. And there's great tools out there. AdEspresso is a great one people can use.
I love AdEspresso.
It's great, but you can set up a campaign, super friendly user interface, and you can put, you know, 20 to 30 year olds, 30 to 40 year olds, 40, 50, and let's just use the ages right now, or you know, male, female. But I mean, you could even get down to, do they like Obama? Do they like Trump? Do they like this? And my messaging and my content and all the way through to my landing page speaks so well to that specific message, to that specific segment, that it's like, it's this, oh my God, I can't believe it. So I'll target people specifically in Scottsdale that are males that are 35. I'm calling all 35-year-old males in Scottsdale. You need to check out this diet pill. I'm just making something up here. But, or you need to, you know, talk to me, contact, whatever it is. But you read in these consumers see it, and it's just like, this ad was made for me. There's so much noise out there. There's so much noise with marketing. You have to do something to set yourself apart. And I think it's little things like that help you really speak to your audience, specifically, and zero in on them and say, hey, I'm listening to you. I'm speaking to you specifically. I'm not just blowing this out to everyone. That sets you apart. So platform wise, I say stay on Facebook. I would check out AdEspresso. There's a bunch of tutorials. It's really easy to use. You can use Facebook Ad Manager too, but instead of just throwing out
takes
one
forever.
Kit,
takes forever. You're gonna be there for like 4 hours. Ad Espresso, you'd be done in like, you know, 15 minutes. So, dude, that's good advice. I'm super familiar with Ad Espresso, so I'm gonna be really excited. I'm gonna take this all this information is literally gonna be taken to Jay Dang and the rest of my mastermind clients like this Thursday. That's good stuff. Adam Earhart, he's asking, I don't know if he's asking me, I'm guessing he's asking you. Are you running YouTube ads to cold traffic or using it for retargeting? And like, what kind of a script are you going to use here for? And I know it's super vague. I guess in Adam's case, he's a podcaster and a digital marketer. Great. So what would you have him do?
Great question. So I set up, we'll just go with Facebook and same method will apply for YouTube. I set up my campaigns. They'll be interest-based. We'll be to get people into the funnel. So I'll send them to a super powerful high piece of content, like a blog post. Not even necessarily, I'm not saying don't have a call to action, but I expect no return on that. I'm getting people into the funnel to build my list, to teach Facebook's pixel on who is interacting on the site, who's spending time bouncing, going to multiple pages, things like that. For YouTube's case, I'm building that retargeting list as well too. My next on Facebook specifically, I'll do a lookalike of that traffic, or I'll do a lookalike of my list where I'm driving someone to maybe like a download, or I'd say what I call like my medium level of commitment offer. I'm not asking for $10,000 on a credit card, but I am asking for some kind of buy-in, some kind of exposure. So maybe I'll get a download to a ebook or something along those lines. Maybe it's a buy or it's free plus shipping, whatever it is. And then my retargeting will actually be the close down traffic. That'll be where I'm actually trying to close them on, whether it's give me a call, fill out a form, buy my product, whatever it is. So I guess to simplify that answer, yes to both. I'll run YouTube traffic, cold traffic. I will have my messaging will be specific to a high power piece of content that I think is going to provide a lot of value to the person that sees it, not expecting anything in return. And then my retargeting of that exact traffic or those exact people will move them down the funnel just another step further, if that makes sense.
Dude, that's super valuable. Like, I don't know. I like anybody watching, like, you should 100%, like, this is Very valuable information. I'm learning so much. I wish I'm going to watch the recording and take notes on this afterwards, because seriously, thank you. I appreciate you being so open. Sometimes, like, I feel like a lot of marketers, like, they want to hide all their information, you know?
Yeah.
And you kind of, I don't know, you come off like kind of a jerk. Like, you come off like kind of a douchebag, like, if you're just hiding. Adam said thank you for answering the question, by the way.
You're welcome.
But yeah, man. Yeah, I'm thankful you answered that question too, because, you know, we're literally this week going to roll into all of that stuff, native, YouTube, everything. So I might even be calling. I'll see if my ads guy wants to do it, but if he doesn't have the time, I literally will probably be calling you. So yeah. Awesome. Brian says that's a really great idea. Good stuff. All right. Thanks. Let's talk about let me add something to if you're a trainer right now, one of the things you should be focusing on, and I think I know Anthony's doing this, you know, I just learned it this weekend, or I got to reinforce this weekend, is building that audience. Like, build your audience so that you can become, you know, do, like, you know, he was talking about the open houses with realtors. Like, do the things that the other trainers are saying, you know what, this doesn't work. Like, they're all just running their same Facebook ad, and the cost per application is getting more expensive. You know, become more specific with your targeting, right? You know, and that's something you can tell your ads manager, hey, I want you to get more hyper-focused. Like, even just a little bit, like, you know, are you a man 35 to 45? And then you can slowly get more and more and more, like, dialed in. But do the other things that trainers want to ignore. Do the seminars. Do the nutrition workshops, right? Do all these JVs, right? That's one of the easiest ways to become a localized expert, is just JV with every single person in your town. Bring them in for, like, a seminar. Charge little to nothing for it. And just build that audience so that everybody knows you're the only trainer in town. You know, and yeah, you're going to have your competitors running ads, but chances are they're undercharging anyways. They're running themselves out of business, and you'll be the person everybody's heard about. So anyway, yeah, that's just something I wanted to add for the people who are, for my clients out there. So cool. Next 3 years. I know this is super, man, that background looks way better, dude. That looks good, dude. Next 3 years in marketing, what should we be preparing for? What do you think? I mean, I know that's really hard. I mean, a year feels like so far away. So maybe that's a better question. I'll kind of let you dictate. What should we be preparing for, and how should we be preparing for how quickly marketing is escalating in terms of our businesses? And what do you think that's going to look like for people who don't take action now and things like that?
Great question. So I think something I would focus on right now that'll lead to what's going to be big in 3 years, and is the actual landing, where you're sending traffic, the landing page, your offer, the sales funnel. I think too often, like even what you and I are talking about right now, a lot of people will be like, where's the best place to go get traffic? Where to go do this? That becomes not necessarily the biggest issue or problem. The problem becomes, or I should say challenge or unique challenge, is like you were saying, someone rips you off. Now, how do you continuously innovate and have a better sales funnel, have a better offer, send people to landing pages, things that are going to convert, things like that, and segment to each person. So I'd say right now, a lot of businesses, a lot of companies, a lot of marketers don't focus on where they're actually sending traffic. So, I mean, if you can move a conversion rate from a 5% to a 6%, you dramatically increase your business depending on your traffic. And people forget that. They forget that. They go, how, you know, where else can I get traffic? Where can I get more people here? But dude, you've got, most likely a lot of marketers have great traffic already. Turn them into actual clients, or like you said, build your list. Exactly. So next 3 years, I think you'll see a lot of machine learning landing page optimization. So there'll be a lot of like an ad espresso that, hey, AJ, this ad's not performing. You want to pause or keep going? You go, oh, great, let's pause that. Or, oh, let's put more budget in here. You'll see a lot of that too, I think, on landing pages. Move your call to action up above the fold or up towards the top of the site. You're going to get a higher click-through rate, and there may even be data behind it to tell you, or not click-through rate to your offer, conversion percentage, whatever it is. So I think you'll see a lot of machine learning on landing pages. I think, actually, funny enough, I think we'll see a reverse on TV advertisements. I think you'll see a lot of TV where someone like myself right now, if I want to run a television advertisement for a client or a brand of ours, I'm very limited in options on the type of targeting I can get. I think there's going to be a lot more shared data with television where I can get the right message in front of the right person, everything that we're talking about too here. So I think TV will come around full circle, and then there will be, I think there'll be easier ways for people to convert. So like you see, like go back to our Facebook lead ads or Google click to call, or even Facebook try to do these click to call stuff, which we haven't seen a lot of successes within the news feed. I think you'll see platforms taking steps to make it easier for people to actually take action or do an action versus going through and potentially dropping off on a landing page or through a funnel or something along those lines too. So I think you'll see a lot of that more built into the actual platforms itself.
I agree with you. I think that's what we're going to start seeing. I think too, we're going to start seeing a Facebook takeover. I think Facebook is going to replace lots of things that we thought could never be replaced. So I think getting into building good face, it's scary because it's super platform dependent, right?
Yep.
But getting your Facebook page like as legitimate and getting real traffic as quickly as you can do that, like that is going to keep you prepared for, I think, the takeover Facebook is about to get
ready for. For sure. Yeah. I think to your point too, the more you can leverage like a Facebook right now, because there'll always be platforms out there that are either shiny objects or they become like a Facebook. I mean, 10 years like ago, Snapchat. We were running, exactly. 10 years ago, we were running Google AdWords on DUI lawyers. We were getting for $1, $2. Now it's $100 a click, $150 a click.
Wow.
That'll mature, I think, with almost every single platform. It's just a natural occurrence as it gets flooded. But the more like you were honing in on, I completely agree. The more you can turn that traffic into owned traffic and owned data, where yes. you're making an email list or you're getting subscribers or whatever it is, the more you're going to sustain, like you said, where if a Facebook does, let's say all of a sudden they ban your account or something like that, you're not like, oh, you know, SHIT, I'm out of luck here, you know?
Yes.
And so anyway.
Yeah, we're in a platform dependent state. So like things like SEO, like we're going really hard into SEO. This whole like year, basically, even though it feels like throwing money down a toilet, but eventually it'll all come shooting back out at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And it sucks, but it's one of the only things that we have at least most of the control of, right? Like we own our own website and things like Facebook, YouTube, they're all amazing. Instagram, right? It's not yours. It can be taken away from you at any time, and that's not that they're trying to do that or anything like that, but it just can be. And so you can't have like, it's just, you know, mitigate your risks, right?
Sure.
You know, like Scott Olford said all the time, like mitigate your risk as quickly as possible. So
yep.
building your audience, even a list is something great too. I think we're gonna see, and I'd love your thoughts on this, I think we're gonna see the list weirdly, and like this goes against what a lot of marketers would say, or ad agencies, or anybody who does their business online, I think we're going to see it kind of go away in like the next couple of years. And it's going to be all weirdly like Messenger. I think we're going to see Messenger kind of replace our list. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think you're already seeing steps being taken there. If you've been to a site recently with push notifications where you get there and it says allow or don't, where they're trying to find, again, that gets back to my point, I think making it easier for people to opt in. Hit right there. You can push. No, there's going to be all different, like you said, there's going to be different ways to re-engage with customers and clients and things like that. And email is not the end all be all, like you said too. A lot of people, it's so crowded. Everything gets crowded space. I don't even look at half my emails. I delete, or you know, I have a VA go through them, and I don't ever see the marketing collateral or anything through it. So, I completely agree. I think you are. We will start to see more things like the push notifications on websites, things like that, where technology starts replacing stuff, or chat. And again, that gets back to that real time too. Even Facebook started to run those Messenger ads as well.
We're launching Messenger ads as well.
Nice. They work well. They work well. They work really well, especially if you have, you have someone there to have an engaged conversation with the individual. And it's just like live chat on a website. When live chat first launched, people were like, whoa, this is incredible. And got really high conversion rates. And now consumers become, conditions. That's what I was looking for. They become conditions. So it just continues to be a game of how can you continue to iterate and strengthen your, at the core, your competitive advantage or your business, your sales funnel, and things like that. So.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Super valuable. Honest to God, this has been like one of the most valuable weekends I've had in a long time. So, and it's awesome. Just the cherry on the top here. So I really appreciate it, man. Hey, if you guys have any other questions for Anthony, throw them in the chat now. Otherwise, I'm going to let him go back to having his birthday party here. Anthony, what's your favorite superhero and why? This is just my question because I have no reason.
Great question. I'm going to go Batman because I don't know if you've ever seen the College Humor skit of of Batman.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
It's so good. I love it. No, I know exactly what you're talking about, where he does the extreme voice. No, yeah, totally exactly. Good. I keep remembering the one where he says, "Is it a helicopter or whatever?" And he's trying to solve one of the riddles. Yeah, only because there's all the memes of it or whatever.
Yeah,
that, awesome, man.
That's hilarious.
Sweet, dude. Thank you so much for being here. We're gonna have to talk again really soon because this has been a very elevating conversation for me personally. So I want to thank you for taking your time at all. It's super valuable, but especially on a day off like today where you're not planning on doing any work and here it comes thrown at you. So if people want to kind of follow your stuff, I don't know if you do live streams or content or you have a blog or they want to maybe hire you to run their ads or something like that, where can we find you?
Best place is just siteflood.com. S as in Sam, I-T-E, F as in Frank, LOOD.com. That's my digital marketing agency, or anyone
I got
in
it right
the,
below you too. So yeah,
beautiful. Anyone in the stream right now too, if you have a question, feel free to reach out. It's just Anthony@siteflood.com. Happy to answer any questions you guys have.
Awesome, dude. Thanks a lot. That's been awesome. Have a happy birthday. I'll talk to you soon. I got some stuff I want to talk to you about. So, all right.
That's good, guys.
Cool, guys. That was Anthony. Thanks again, man. This has been AJTV episode 8, interview with Mr. Anthony Sarandrea of Site Flood. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, feelings, you're mad at me, you want to troll me, you think I look weird, just leave it in the comments. It helps me regardless. So go ahead and leave that in the comment and I'd be super thankful. And if you like me, go ahead and share this just so that more people can get the really awesome information that Anthony shared with us here. And we'll see you, I think tomorrow I have an episode. Again, I don't know. Today's supposed to be my day off too. So pretty sure we have an episode tomorrow. I think it's with a fitness expert. So I'll see you then. All right. Thanks a lot for being here and we will see you next time.